Welcome to the Yoga Teacher Business Foundation course, designed to help teachers finally nail their niche, grow their confidence and their business savvy, and generate a consistent income of £2,000 sterling or more a month teaching part-time. If you've found filling your classes and growing your community frustrating, you're in the right place. These podcasts are deliberately designed as bite-sized nuggets of information to help you move from struggle and frustration to a career which is not only emotionally rewarding, but financially too. Are you making the costly mistake of skimping on business support? This is the second in a series of podcasts on the topic of utilizing support to grow a steady income stream from our teaching. In the previous podcast, I talked about how common it is for us to feel completely overwhelmed as we start our yoga businesses with all the stuff that we think we have to do. Indeed, everything we do have to do, from what I call the admin side of a business, such as getting a website up, finding spaces to teach, sorting insurance and payment processes, to the growth strategy we have for the business, including the offers that we're going to make to attract students, our pricing, the business model we're going to use, and so on. And then there's the advertising strategy. How will we let people know we exist? Do we need to set up business pages, write these nurture emails that we hear the business gurus talk about, devise offers, research the competition? And all of that doesn't even include the planning and preparation and ongoing admin that we're going to need to plan and prepare for those classes and workshops or other offers that we want to make. It's a lot. And if you're still holding down another job that pays the bills to support you and perhaps a family, if money is tight, it can feel like a hell of a risk investing hard-earned money into something that you're not sure will work. I see lots of threads in Facebook groups with teachers struggling to get their heads around, should they invest in a booking system? And if so, which one? Or an email system? Or lots of discussion about how to do a website on your own, even when your tech skills might, like mine, be absolutely miles away from your existing expertise. The bottom line is, as I see it, if it truly is your dream and your vision to be able to earn a sustainable income and a profit from your teaching, you're going to have to start to think like a business from the very beginning. And that means thinking about what you might need to invest in. Not convinced? If you haven't listened to the first podcast, Four Reasons Why You Should Delegate in Your Yoga Business, I urge you to take the few minutes it will take to listen to that podcast first. Because here's the bottom line. You have two choices. It really is that simple. You try to do it all on your own, or you think strategically and wisely about what will help you achieve the fastest growth. So, here's a really important principle that I'd like you to consider about building a business. Everything that you choose to do in your business has an opportunity cost. What do I mean by that? Well, an opportunity cost is where potential benefits are lost or delayed by your choosing one path over another. Let me explain using real-time examples. Choice: to sort a website first, even though you haven't really nailed your niche. The opportunity cost for this? I've seen teachers take weeks or longer trying to perfect a website, and even when it's done, it doesn't actually bring them in many or any new students. Say that website took 4 weeks to get ready, and believe me, that's a conservative generalization. I've heard some teachers talk about it taking much longer than that. But say it took 4 weeks. That's 4 weeks that you couldn't get your niche nailed, your offers created, your first ads out, because you didn't have the time or even the mental bandwidth to do all those things. Or you keep telling yourself You can't start advertising in other ways until you get the site finished, which actually, by the way, isn't really true. Choice two might be that you just have a paper-based booking system. What's the opportunity cost of this? Well, depending on what kind of payment options you offer, this could become a logistical nightmare. Say, for example, you have blocks that students can pay for, and they can take up a block at any time they choose. As your student numbers grow, how are you going to manage this and ensure that you track attendance, how many sessions are left for each student, and remind students when their blocks are nearly finished and send receipts for payment? All of those things will take time. And if you don't have a system that will do that for you, that's time you could be spending on bringing more students in. Choice three. Maybe you decide to try to figure out how to grow your classes and run your business all on your own. What's the opportunity cost for this? Well, how much time is that going to take you? If you could get one class up and running within a month with 12 students each paying £8 per class, that's £96 a week that it's costing you each and every week that you don't have those 12 students in your classes. That's almost £400 of income that you've lost right there in 4 weeks. Not to mention the unbelievably priceless benefit of the feedback that you'll get from those 12 students, validating whether your offer works or not, and helping to build your confidence about how to proceed next. In my mentoring course, I teach a concept I call money loves speed. If you've ever found yourself procrastinating, taking ages to make a decision about how to move forward, hesitating from putting yourself out there, reading yet another blog from yet another guru about how to build your yoga business, me included, then you'll know deep inside that that is costing you. It's what I call action illusion. And there's another podcast about that if this is striking a chord with you. This is where you kid yourself that you're taking action because you're trying to figure stuff out, you're reading stuff which should theoretically help you grow your business, but there's no new money coming in. I truly hope I'm convincing you that choosing to do everything all on your own is not a good strategy. And let's think about this another way. Most businesses, even those which don't require bricks and mortar or stock to exist, are going to require some upfront investment financially. If you were starting a yoga studio, you'd have loads of upfront costs. So why is it that when we start to try and set up on our own, we suddenly think we can do it on nothing, thin air? You know, that's what being an entrepreneur is all about, taking a considered risk. One of my own mentors talked about deciding what you are willing to lose in order to gain traction. When I first set up 12 years ago now, here's some of the things that I paid out for. I paid out for flyers. Not a good idea because that actually turned out to be money lost. I paid for 20 mats, bricks and straps. I paid for someone else to do my website, but I was really clear on my niche. I paid for a booking system that I paid monthly for. I paid for an email system, again, that I paid monthly for. And I paid for an accounting system, as well as for the usual insurance and upfront payments for one of the halls. And now, for me in my stage of business, it's what money am I willing to invest in advertising to grow the online side of my business? The truth is that this is a mindset issue, and it's a massive one. You have to be willing at some point to just take a leap of faith, do due diligence. That's where having a mentor can help you avoid costly mistakes and time. But adopting a mindset that understands that some things are investments in your business, things that will free you up to make more money in the long run. and understanding the difference between investments versus costs is a topic I explore deeper in another podcast. So if you're not sure of the difference, go seek that one out. But skimping on some things is not, I believe, good practice. Not if you're serious about making a successful, sustainable business. And this is where I encourage those who work with me to understand another basic truth, that the majority of yoga teachers won't do this. So you actually have less competition than you think. There are some of you listening to this podcast right now who will ignore this advice. But all I can say is there is an opportunity cost to that strategy too. So let's get straight to answering the question. When and in what should you be willing to invest financially in as you set up or try to grow your yoga business? Well, there are two main things that you might consider investing in: tech and actual people. And here are my tips on this. First, invest in some tech systems that will support you as you grow. Choose a payment system and don't take weeks to decide. Choose an email system so that you can grow an email list. Choose a digital, not a paper-based accounting system. You know, any serious business should know exactly what profit they are making right from the start. And there are more podcasts on this topic coming up. I saw a post in a yoga teacher group recently where a teacher had suddenly realized at the end of a 12-month period that she'd only taken £12,000 sterling in income and had paid out £9,000. It took her 12 months to realize she'd only made £3,000. Really? That's 12 months of opportunity cost right there. Months of choosing not to be on top of her figures, of not understanding what was working in a business and what wasn't. And the truth was, it cost her dearly. She sounded despondent and disheartened. And I don't blame her, but the choices she had made for 12 months were the reason that she was in that position. Things could have been very different. Now, I'm not perfect. I could be a little better with my figures, but I can see and I check week by week what my takings and my costs are, whether I'm growing or staying the same or down on last year, what my margin and my profit is, and which offers give me the most sustainable income or help boost my income. Give it a shot in the arm, as I call it. I know exactly what cash I've got in the business to invest, what I can pay myself each month. You know, I'm sorry to be blunty, but not knowing your numbers and understanding how important your bookkeeping is not only naive, it's negligent. If you've ever watched Dragon's Den, they'd give you short shrift. There'd be no investment in your business, that's for sure. The next thing to consider is to decide if you need some materials. Are you going to supply mats and bricks, for example, for your brand new students? I'd actually encourage this, to be honest, and there's a podcast coming up about what I call avoiding friction in your business, which will deal with this topic a little bit more fully. But for now, honestly, if you're not willing to even put a bit of money into supporting getting new students into your world, isn't that a bit like sitting on a fence? You're neither in nor out. No business can exist, let alone grow, with such a tenuous sense of commitment. You're either in or you're out. No fence sitters here. And another thing you need to decide is if you are going to produce a website, or if not, who will? My advice here? Well, I've got two key tips with this one. First, if time is short and you don't have the expertise and you want to capitalize on a good time to attract new students, so for example, if it's close to January, then get someone else to do the simplest thing that you can. Seriously, all you need is a home page and an offers and booking page. The rest can wait. Secondly, do not, I repeat, do not do a website of any kind until you are clear on your niche and your offer. Because if you ignore this advice, you will either waste your time or someone else's. And as I hope I've established, time is money lost. Fancy websites do not sell. More on this in another podcast. And then finally, focus on your messaging. And if design is not your strong point, get someone else to do that for you. Case in point, I'm just not really interested in design or tech. I'm not particularly good at it, and I really can't be bothered to learn. Because even if I got good at it, it would take up time that I would far rather be spending on teaching and designing interesting courses and so on. So if that's you, let someone else do that for you. So, to sum up, whilst investing money into your business needs to be a thoughtful process, it is important. Getting support through tech or people will help you maximize your opportunity for growth, and it will speed up that process too. You are much more likely to see money in the bank far more quickly if it's done thoughtfully and as part of a clearly thought through plan. And it's the latter part of that last sentence which matters a lot too, because without a plan and a clear strategy, it's easy to spend good money unwisely. And that's what I help with in my mentoring program. If any of this resonates for you, if you'd like truly practical support and guidance to help you build the foundations for a sustainable yoga business, then perhaps I can help. Over 12 weeks, I help aspiring yoga teachers understand how to build a profitable part-time business generating between £2,000 and £4,000 sterling every month. Now, I know that that's not megabucks, but here's the thing. Once you have a business model that works, that you feel reassured will continue to pay your bills, you've got the makings of something that you can scale if that's what you choose to do. Or you could keep it as I do, as a nice little part-time income, doing something which is truly rewarding. So, if you'd like to know more about how this 12-week mentoring and coaching program might help you, contact me direct at shona@fastmail.com. Seriously, I know I can help. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I hope you find these tips helpful. With over a decade of experience and into my 70s now, I'd like to think that I can help other yoga teachers find a rewarding career teaching yoga. I run a foundation training course in business skills for yoga teachers, designed specifically to give them a solid base and business savvy upon which they can build and scale up if they choose. If you're interested in learning more, drop me a line at shona@fastmail.com. Meanwhile, do subscribe to the podcast. Let me know if you have any feedback or topics you'd like to listen to. And go out there and bring your yoga to the students that you were meant to serve. Namaste.